listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to be with you, bringing you the word of the Lord. Just look forward to coming every Saturday morning and spending time with you and talking about the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Talking about the things you need to hear about eternal life, about our precious God. You know, we have a wonderful Father that truly, absolutely loves us unconditionally, a good God and a good Father. And sometimes we just need to be reminded of that. I was just thinking on the way driving here this morning, how wonderful God has been to me. He really has. He's really been a Father, God, and a friend. He's just wonderful. So I just want to exalt the Father today and lift him up in the name of the Lord Jesus. Just praise him and ask you to do the same thing. Just take time to think about the things in your life that God's done for you and just take a moment to say thank you. Just take a moment to acknowledge him. You know, one time the Lord spoke these words to me. I wasn't going to talk about this today, but here it is. And he said this very plainly. He said, "This is the will of God." Really got my attention. And I stood there and just listened. Then he said to me, "Believe on him who he has sent." That is so simple. And that is the most powerful thing I think I've ever heard or learned in my entire life. And I thank this morning, the Father again this morning for that. Just telling me his will and everything he wanted, expecting of me and of mankind, just to believe on his precious Son, Jesus. Now that is really God's will for mankind. Just believe on the one he sent to bring the world back to him, to save the world, to redeem us. He's a wonderful Father. He's a wonderful Savior. Look, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up on, just simply go to WCNO.com, scroll down to the word on demand. You click on that and you'll see Saturday morning pop up and you'll see the word Lifeline. Just click on that. There's a couple of years of messages on there from my son Landon and myself. So if you're getting anything out of the message, then you can just tell friends and they can pick these up 24/7. Anytime you can listen to this program and listen to any program you want to pull up. All right, then let me talk to you today about Satan's three greatest weapons of destruction. And this is a very important message today. I want to give you the order and instructions of demons, how they're structured, how they operate. Now, this will be a two-part teaching on the work of the enemy. I know that I pick pretty tough subjects sometimes to talk about, but when you think about what the work of the pastor, he just can't spend the quality time on these important subjects as I can. He has many people with many issues. He has a short time to address them all. Well, I have the real time it needs to sit and take care of and talk about things that we need to hear. And this is very important. Satan operates in what I call an unholy trinity. There are three major demon spirits that all other demon spirits have tentacles attached to. Now, this is really big, and you may fit into this category, so you need to listen. These three are insecurity, inferiority, and the accuser of the brethren. If you suffer in this area, he has the key to your life. He really does. These are the three demon spirits that he uses to operate and control mankind. Show me a person full of insecurity and inferiority, and I'll show you a person that is a wreck. You know, he may be able to hide it, but inside, that's where he'll be. If he suffers from insecurity or inferiority, his life will be a wreck. He knows that. He may put on a good face, but that's where his life will be. All demonic problems are rooted here in these three things. This is the picture of his powerful, unholy government. This is really true. This is really big. You know, this is really something. He just operates. If you're insecure, if he can get you insecure, if you're an inferior person, then he can accuse you and he will. He'll browbeat you all the time. because of our fallen nature now, from the very sin of Adam, who we are, where we were born, what we come from, many are still dealing with childhood damages in adult life. Many never find significance because of insecurity, inferiority, and the accuser of the brother. Listen, this accusing spirit operates through the mouth of men. I actually, at one time in my life, was dealing with a possessed person, and I heard this demon say to me, "You just stand accused." This demon speaking to a person says, "You just stand accused. You stand accused." That's all he said. So this accuser of the brethren, and the Lord talks about him a lot, a million in the Word of God. And he accuses in the book of Revelation, talking about accusers before our God day and night. And a lot of you know the Word of God. You know, he came to God about Job, and accused Job, said, if you withdraw your hand from Job, he'll curse you. All these kind of things. The devil tried to bring accusations against Job. He will accuse you. And this is really big, and some of you parents out there might really need to think about this, and I've seen this operate in people. If you browbeat your children all the time, if you just literally always find everything wrong with them, they will turn out to be insecure, and they'll wind up with insecurity, inferiority. And then anybody can, if you accuse them all their life of everything, then they can always be accused. So this is a very dangerous thing for parents to be very careful of, how you treat your children, how you talk about them, how you beat on them all the time. You have to always, of course, direct them and correct them, but you always got to learn to do that in love, because you can make them very insecure people. And this thing will carry with them all of their life. They'll be secure forever. And listen, Father wants you to be free from this spirit. And you just got to be really careful about how you talk to people, because it's damaged. It damages them forever. Now, the devil tries to keep you in a position of insecure, inferiority, and he'll always accuse you and say, the root demons of insecurity and inferiority have tentacles now attached to. Now, listen to this. A person that's never satisfied, a person that's insecure, the devil has all these options to work with him. This root demon of insecurity and inferiority, and the one that accuses, has tentacles attached to lust, unforgiveness, fear, oppression, drunkenness, drugs, pornography, lying, suicide, the occult, homosexuality, procrastination, sickness and disease, and so on. He'll try to hook you up with as many of these things as possible. He'll always find something to try to satisfy you. If you're an insecure person, these are the options he can use to try to dominate your life, to try to get control of your life. He'll use any of these things. He has those options through the three insecure. If you're insecure, inferiority, and accused of the brethren, these major spirits will have tentacles to all these other spirits that he can match you up with to try to, and you'll run after these things to try to get satisfied because you're insecure. Simple as that. These are just tools now that he uses to destroy you or hurt you or hinder your life in any way he can. Failure is a tool the devil loves. Failure to him is like gas on fire. When you feel like a failure, that gives the accuser of the brethren a green light to attack your life. Boy, that's the greatest tool Satan ever got his hands on. You just feel like a failure, and you watch how quick he will be, because he'll help you in that area. He'll just literally supply you with everything you need to keep you burning. Failure. He just loves that. Failure is like gas on fire to the enemy. Remember that now. His best work is when he has you beaten down and accusing yourself. This is the devil's playground. The minute you get to feeling poor old me and you find all these problems in your life and everything is always wrong, this is really his playground. He'll help you here. He'll play with you. You get in this sandbox when you do this. You'll be right in this sandbox. You'll get right now with you. You just begin to find everything wrong with your life, and so quick you get help. And you pretty soon begin to believe this stuff. Now, there's three groups of people in whom the demon of insecurity and inferiority and the accusing spirit always operate in. Hear that again? They always operate in insecurity, inferiority, and the accuser of the brethren always operate in these people right here. The fearful and unbeliever, which seems to be one and the same. You know, we just take fear for granted. We just take it for granted. But listen to this. Listen to what the Word of God has to say about fear. A fearful man would be one that has no hope or trust in all the great promises and hope and security in our precious Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. All the wonderful promises that the Word of God has provided for us. He has no faith in the shed blood of the Father's precious Son, Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to notice how the fearful man is ranked. Listen, a fearful person. I didn't know how serious this was. I'm in the book of Revelation. I ran across these things like fearful, and I realized how serious it is. A fearful person is one that has no faith and no trust and no hope in the Lord. He's not secure in the promises of God. He's not secure in the promise of the Holy Spirit to comfort us forever. He doesn't understand what Jesus meant when he said, I'll be with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. The fearful man has no knowledge of these things whatsoever because he's rooted and grounded in so much fear. Now listen, here's what the Bible says about fear. He compares it along with the abominable, the murderer, the whoremonger, the sorcerer, and the liar. A burning hell awaits the fearful man for sure. Without a doubt. We have a parable in the Bible of the talents where the Lord gave three different groups of people talents. One 10 talents, one 5 talents, and one talent. And he went away and he come back to reap his reward. And here's what he got to the one. He said, then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I know that you're a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not strawed. I was afraid. I went and hid my talent in the earth. Lo, here's the one that you gave me. His Lord answered and said unto him, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not stored. And he said, take therefore the talent from him, and give it to them which the man which has 10, and cast you this unprofitable servant into outer darkness. He said, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Therefore people seldom prosper. They don't take a risk. They won't go through a door, even if it's opened by the Lord. Fearful is a very serious thing. People full of fear are always depressed or oppressed because Satan will make a coward out of you. You want to run from that spirit of fear. Get rid of that spirit of fear. You learn to trust the Lord. You overcome fear by trusting in the Lord. That's the only way in the world you can overcome fear, by getting secure in the God who says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. The God that provides everything that pertains to life and to godliness. The God you can trust in. The God who loved you so much that he put his own son hanging on a bloody tree to suffer, to bleed, and die, and take away your sins. This is the kind of God you can put your hope in. This is the kind of God you can put faith in. This is the God that you can trust. This God loves you. If you are filled with the power and the love of God, you have no room for fear in your life. But if you're a fearful person, this simply means you don't trust God. You don't believe what he's saying. You don't trust his promises. And you don't listen to him. No matter what the word of God says, you don't listen to it because you're full of fear. So goes the fearful man. Now listen, I want you to see who the fearful man is ranked with today. Revelation 21:8. And you know, I was just in the book of Revelation. I see all of these warnings. I thought, wow, people don't pay this stuff any attention. That's why I'm bringing it to you today, just to take a little time to maybe warn you or head you off if you're heading these directions, or if you're a fearful person out there today, the Lord says, fear not. I'm with you always. Fear not. And yet we see so many people full of fear. Listen to this. Revelation 21:8. The fearful and unbeliever and the abominable and the murderer and the whoremonger and the sorcerer and adulterer and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burns, with fire and brimstone. Listen to that. The fearful person is ranked right along with these people, the fearful and the unbeliever. It's like the whoremonger. It's like the sorcerer. It's like the liar. Wow, that's big. It's like the murderer. This is a very serious charge. And I thought, well, how can it be? How can a fearful man be compared to a murderer? But a fearful man has no hope, no faith in the God that loved him and made him promises. God says he provides everything that pertains to life and godliness. God's already in heaven making a building mansions for us, giving us great promises, coming back for us. The fearful man believes none of this. So he's fearful. He's ruled by the enemy of fear because he don't trust in the God who loves him. And therefore, he's going to pay a big price. Oh, you know what? This is an amazing thing. What does the fearful man really look like here? He's just a man that has rejected the things of God. How does God see the fearful man? Well, you know, Look at the price God paid for man. Look at how God loves. Look how he feeds us. You know, the Bible says every day he opens his hand and satisfies the desires of every living thing. You know, really, God is he says the earth is the Lord's, fullness of the world and they that dwell therein. God, this whole world belongs to God. And then he says the heavens and the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children. He's given us everything. But if we don't trust him, if we don't trust him in it, and we are full of fear, this is the man he's trying to talk about. Listen now, the word says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God will make you spirit smart, but the fear of the enemy will always bring you stress. Are you living a life of stress? Do you have stress in your life? If you have stress in your life, you're living a life of stress, which means you just have not trusted the Lord. You've just not committed your life and submitted your life, and you're not in a place of trust and hope in the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Satan owns fear. Say no to it. Don't put up with it. You do not have to fear. You can be very secure in our precious Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. John 1:4-18, perfect love casts out fear. The Father's love for you is perfect. If you receive it and learn to walk in it, you'll be secure and not fear anything if you just begin to trust the Lord. Oh my, he don't want you to fear anything. God just wants you to trust him. He wants to take care of you. He wants to be your security. He wants to protect you. He wants to be your provider. He wants to be your hope. Jesus said, come unto him, all you who are burdened, and he'll give you rest. This, my friend, leaves no room for fear in your life. Put fear behind you. Remember that our Lord Jesus said, the straight is the gate. Narrow is the way that leads to life. Few there be that find. Remember this now, really. This spiritual thing and unbelief is going to cost you eternal life. You've got to move away from it. Broad is the gate that leads to destruction. Many there be that go in there. Remember, straight to the gate, which means I am the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, I'm the only way. You have to hit that straight gate. You have to enter the straight gate. You've got to move away from fear and begin to trust in the Lord. You simply have to learn his promises and trust in them. If you truly trust the Lord, then you have great, you have more security than you could ever imagine. There's no room in your life for fear. How can you fear anything when the hand of God is upon you? If you're a man out there, a woman out there full of fear today, you do not trust in the promises of God. It's just that simple. I can tell you now you don't. I can tell you now that's how you're going to hit the broad gate and wind into a burning hell if you do not trust the Lord with your life. Because he's paid a great price for you here, a great sacrifice for you here. There's no options. This is the way. Jesus said, I am the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. He's the only hope for mankind. He is really the only, but he is a good hope. If you come to him, you can trust him. You fear nothing because you place yourself in his hands and he will take care of you. I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, he says. So don't be fearful. Hell for sure awaits the fearful man. Now I'm going to address another problem that put fear in me when I got into the book of Revelation for people. I thought, my, how many liars have I met in my life? But I want to show you a picture of a liar and what the Word of God says about a person that continues lying, or a person that lies. Listen, it looks like for sure the liar will go to a burning hell. No way around it, no way out. Now, I want to tell you why. Now, I know that sounds big, but this is scripture. If you're a liar, you're certainly on your way to a burning hell. The lie is the devil's foundation. You understand? Everything he has is built on the lie. Everything the devil controls is built out of the lie. The devil lied to Eve in the garden and brought sin into the whole world upon all mankind. Lying spirit, the devil is a liar and a deceiver. He comes to take away God's best for your life and God's promises to you. He comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. The Lord wants you to be free from the attack of the enemy, the devil. Now, the only way that the devil can kill you, destroy you, and take away the things in your life is you have to believe his lie first. You have to be deceived by him first. And that's what he does. He deceives you, and then he captures your life. Does it all through a lie. Took the whole world from Satan, but from Eve to a lie. Jesus had to die to break Satan's power of the lie and set man free. You understand now why it's important that you don't listen to the lie? Because there's been a great price paid to defeat the lie. A great price to defeat the liar. So you still can't operate in his sandbox. You want to get away from it as far as you can. If there is such a thing as the world's worst sin, it would have to be the lie. The devil's power base for his sinful fallen world is simply built on a lie. Listen to this, Proverbs 19:22, a poor man is better than a liar. Isn't that something? You can be the richest man in the world. If you're a liar, poor man's better than you are. Poor man's better than a liar. Proverbs 19:5, a false witness shall not be unpunished. He that speaks lies shall not escape. Oops. That's things. This is in the word of God. Proverbs 19:5, you speak lies, you'll not escape. Proverbs 19:9, he that speaks lies shall perish. That's pretty scary. That's pretty scary. He that works deceit shall not dwell within my house, the Lord says. He that tells lies shall not tarry in my sight. Oh, my, that's big. Oh, how God must hate the lie. Watch your tongue, my friend. John 8:44, Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and about not in the truth. He said there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. Oh, my friend, if you lie about things, you want to think about that, you want to repent, you want to get out of that trap now, don't wait around for the cheese. Get yourself out of that trap today. If you lie, you're speaking for the devil. When you lie, Jesus said that he's your father. If you lie, you're operating under the power of the devil. No question about that. Acts 5:3. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart? Listen to that. Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? You see, lies come from the devil. You have not conceived this thing in your heart. You have not lied unto man, but you've lied to God. Now, Jesus has defeated Satan. He spent a lot of time teaching us who he is and what the devil is really like. Jesus taught us that in his name and by his power, we too can beat the devil every time, simply like this. Resist the devil, resist his lies, he will flee from you. It's just that simple. You resist him, you resist his lies, he will flee from you. But as long as you lie, he'll hang around. If you lie, you give the devil an invitation to your life. He'll hang around forever if you're a liar. Now, Jesus taught us that in his name, by his power, we can defeat him without a doubt every time. Listen, how do you think Father God feels when you neglect all the promises and all the provisions for you that he's provided for you? The Father must weep when you reject the shed blood of his own Son, Jesus, who is truth. If you reject truth and accept the devil's lies, that means right now you think the devil can help you better than God. If you use a lie, then you think the devil's on your side more than God is. If you're a liar, it's because you've been influenced by the demon of insecurity and inferiority. You think you cannot be represented on your own merits. So you borrow the devil's power, which is always deception, which is always a lie. You depend on the lie, not realizing you're calling on the wrong father to prop you up and put you over. Exactly what you're doing. If you use a lie to get you out of the situation, you bypass God. You went to your father, the devil, to put you over. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. If you use a lie or you manipulate people to get what you want, to accomplish your will or purpose, you've just used the doctrine of the devil and show no faith in the Almighty God who loves you. That makes the devil your father. Did you know that? If you're the head of your house and you're a liar, you'll have a cursed house. It'll run through your family line until you repent. You've just given the devil a seat at your table. Who's your daddy? Listen, you don't want to be a liar. You want to move away from that quick, very quick. Let's look at where the lie will take you in. And I got this out of the book of Revelation. I got stirred up just reading the book of Revelation, thinking about the people I know that lie. All the time, people just lie. They just lie. And look at the cross. Listen to this. This is the word of God. Now hear it, please. This is the final word that will judge. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, that will judge you in the last day. We're going to be judged by what he said. Revelation 21:27. And there shall be no wise enter into heaven, anything that fouls, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, nor makes a lie. Watch what comes out of your mouth. A lie will not enter into heaven. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and the unbeliever, remember we talked about him before, and the abominable and the murderer and whoremongers and sorcerer and adulterers and all liars. You know any liars? If you do, they're on the way to hell. Could be your family. anybody that on their way to Bunny Hill, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. Now, that's not some liars. That's not a few liars. That's all liars. But see, that would be you. That's your family. That would be your family. All liars are on their way to a burning hell. Now listen to this, Revelation 22:14. This is Bible. We do Bible or we don't do Bible here. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, may enter in through the gates of the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and adulterers and whosoever loves and makes a lie. I mean, anybody that's a liar will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You can't. If you're a liar, that means you're using the devil's power. The devil is the liar. He's the father of the lie. That means if you're a liar, you're using your father, the devil. My friend, if you're a liar, you can't go anywhere but to hell. Notice the word says you are the same as a murderer. That is big stuff. Lying is something not to be taken lightly. Yet many people are chronic liars. If you have a family member know that's a liar, I think he's in danger of a burning hell. Oh, my friend. You want to move away from that quickly. You want to cease from lying. You want to use truth. You want to use love. You get yourself in a tight situation. I've done it many times. Lord Jesus, give me an answer. What would you have me do? But if you don't do that and you use the devil's forces to lie, to get your way, to stretch the truth, to put you over, hey, you've used his doctrine. You've used what he is. You've bypassed God and think the devil can help you more than God can. And you're a liar if you do that. And no liar will be in heaven. And get that down. Because that's Satan. You cannot take what Satan has given you and get into heaven with it. You understand now? Repent. Turn from it. Resist. You never have to lie. You, if you think you do, you're wrong. You're insecure if you think that. You just face truth. If you're living a lie, the minute you confess it and get it out of your heart, and all that insecurity comes out with it, you're free. You're set free. You speak the truth. They might sting sometimes a little bit, but the truth will always take you further than the lie. And one thing for sure, at the end, the truth will take you into eternal life with God. Lie will take you into a burning hell. That's a pretty good choice, isn't it? It's pretty clear, isn't it? You don't think about that too much today, do you? Truth will take you into an eternal life with the Father forever through someone that really loves you. A lie will take you into a burning hell. Should be pretty easy, shouldn't it? Well, listen, love you today. I want to talk to you about money. We're still not getting proper support. If you're listening to the program and you're getting anything out of it, and you can do it, if you can't do it, God bless you. I'll pray for you. But if you can do it, we can use a little help. We're still paying for the program, for the most part, out of my pocket here, and it's getting tougher all the time. We definitely need help. So send us a check. Really consider it. Do it now. Send us a check to Lifeline, Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. One more time, Lifeline, one word, that's easy. 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Or email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. And we'd like to hear from you. Send us an email. TryLifeline@gmail.com. If you don't like us, tell us so. If you like us, tell us so. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline, one word, gmail.com. Or send us a check. We'd appreciate that very much to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach 3495. Listen, God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. And listen, think about the things I said today. Always tell the truth, and the Lord will always honor that because he is the truth. He relates to that. He don't work with a lie. He don't listen to you. So thank you now, and you take care. Lord bless you. We'll see you again next week. God bless you. Appreciate you. And I pray that this will be a great week for you. Very blessed week. I speak a blessing over everyone listening to my voice in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be blessed today. God loves you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.